everybody for coming to the Ordinary Council meeting, 26th of July 2017. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:30 and in doing so acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gurriata people, and recognise the contributions of Gurriata elders, present, past, present and future, working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 3, accordance, a recording of attendance is as listed. Everyone is present. 3.2, apologies, there is nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence. We have Councillor Hooper, who is here. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures?
Yeah, I had one, Mr. Mayor, with 12.3.1, McGregor Street Recreational Precinct. As I'm a member of the Turf Club and the Turf Club's involved in that precinct area with that proposed redevelopment, so an impartiality. Thank you.
Councillor Eric?
12.1.1, 12.8 Marina, future direction. I'm a member of the Yacht Club and so I'll be declaring impartiality.
Any other declarations?
I am a member of the Yacht Club, so we'll be declaring an impartiality.
Councillor Boyle.
Hi, impartiality. I'm a member of the committee of the Yacht Club.
Thank you. Do you have any others? Thank you. Item 4. Response to previous questions. 4.1, response to questions taken on notice from the public at Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday the 28th of June 2017. There is nil. 4.2, response to questions taken on notice from elected members at Ordinary Council meeting held on the 28th of June 2017. There is nil. 4.3, response to questions taken on notice from the public at Special Council meeting held on Tuesday the 6th of June 2017. 4.3.1, we have a question from Mr. Arnold Carter with an answer listed. 4.3.2 from Mr. John Peters, also with an answer listed. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications, councillors?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Nothing,
Mr. Mayor. Ms. Nil, thank you. Item 6, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications? No, thank you. Item 7, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an initial record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give your permission for the recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of the meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So, members of the public, if you wish to use your electronic devices to follow the agenda, I'm happy for you to do so. I'll open public question time at 5:35. And do I have any public questions? Yes.
Good afternoon, Dave McGowan, on Southern Street, Port Hedland. Regarding the item tonight on the marina, there's apparently some reduced concept idea or plan about that the council's come up with. Is that available for to have a look at all?
See, yeah.
No, the concept's not available at this stage. Once we get, we're going to go through a full consultative process. So the full merino is still the ultimate plan, and what the reduced merino may or may not look like will come through that process.
Is there any, well, before you get too far down the road, yeah, is there any thoughts of talking to the people that might want to use it?
As I said, there will be a full consultative process.
Right.
Okay. We'll advertise when those sessions will be, so everyone will have an opportunity.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have at the start to get something more better, and then go out to consultation would be a better way to go about it.
We will be going out to consultation with the new proposed plan. Do we have any other public questions? Could you just clarify for what purpose?
To discuss the future plans of that spoil bank marina.
The spoil bank marina is a community facility. It's proposed to be a community facility, not an industry facility. So it's up to the community to decide how that proposal will move forward. Would you like to add to that?
VHP and the port are absolutely key stakeholders in the whole process.
Thank you.
Do I have any other public questions?
Statement at the Waterloo Chamber of Commerce with the business breakfast about $500 million coming to Waterloo. Now, first of all, let me thank you all for raising so much of money for town of Waterloo.
That's not what I said. I said we're working on a plan to build the wealth fund to $500 million.
So you're working on that.
That's right, we are working on that.
And you mentioned that there will be a freeze on rates, yes or no?
The whole proposal, if it moves forward and we're actually able to achieve that proposal, like I said this morning, if we're actually able to achieve it, then yes, there'll be the proposal is a freeze on rates and a possible reduction in rates as we move forward and build the fund, and we're also able to fund asset renewal and maintenance in the town.
Oh, that's very good.
That's, again, like I said, if we're able to achieve that proposal.
All right. So my question is, where is this money coming from?
It's still in discussion, so I do not know at the moment.
So do you have a written agreement with
all? No, we don't have a written agreement. It's a proposal. It's a discussion we're having.
So you reckon this is confidential?
It is confidential at the moment.
Then why did you make a public statement about
it? The public statement was about the proposal that we're working on.
But
any other detail is not going to be released.
But your statement is misguiding the public. Public is thinking that your rates will be frozen and there will be so much of money coming
correct
into it. And at the same time, you're saying that it's a confidential statement and you've gone on public to say make such a statement.
Mr. Peters, would you not like to see that proposal actually move forward?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay. We're in agreement, then that is a good proposal to work on.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
And one question is, like I see in your, have you factored in your budget the repair bills for the houses?
Yes. The question?
Yeah, where is that? Have you factored in for the repairs of houses?
Yes, we have actually. In previous budgets, we have not allocated enough funding, or we have allocated funding, but not actually spent it on the proposed works for our housing stock. So we have allocated a significant amount of funds this year, and we will be doing our repair and maintenance on our housing stock, and maybe looking at offloading some of the stock that is aging.
So is it this council houses or Aboriginal houses?
No, they're owned by the town of Port Hedland.
Oh, right. So it's
owned by staff housing, yes.
Oh, that's so you haven't factored how much of money is going to be spent on
that? I can't give you the exact figures unless we've got the... Do we have the exact figures on the housing?
375,000. Because I got this newspaper article here which you showed that it says you took 6 months to fix this house and you got about 15 houses. So how many years did you take to fix
this? Mr. Peters, that's not our house. That's a private house.
So why did you fix the private house?
Because the house was in significant disrepair and it had thousands of syringes in it. The doors were kicked in. So, there is a safety risks to...
The house wasn't cleaned, it was just boarded up.
Oh, it was cleaned. The house was cleaned, boarded up, so the kids can't walk through it.
So you just now mentioned about safety risks.
That's
sure.
Right.
If there are many other houses in the town which are safety risks, do you, are you council going to fix all the houses?
Mr. Peters, that house took us a long time to get into. It's a privately owned house. We had to use all of the resources available to us in the Local Government Act to actually get on site. It takes a long time to do that, but we did it, and it's and it was a benefit to the community.
Yes. The cost of boarding it up and cleaning it, that goes against the title. When the property is sold, we recoup that cost.
Well, when the property is sold.
Correct.
Right. Thank you. My next question, you haven't mentioned anything about the swimming pool both in South Hedland. Are you going to close both the pools and get a new swimming pool for the town and port in South Hedland?
Well, that's coming up to council tonight. There's a few proposals that are available to council to vote on. So once they vote on it, we'll have a clearer direction on what we're going to do with those community assets.
I've got these two newspaper articles which says pool plan and annoyance and council vote for a new pool.
Mm-hmm.
So what here the question is, what we are looking at, I got lots of the homework the Ratepayers Association has done, and so we believe that 15 million was spent on the South Hedland swimming pool for repairs.
Oh, when was that, Mr. Peters? Do you know when 15 million was spent on?
Yes, I got a figure of 11.5, and when I spoke to you, you confirmed that no, it has gone up to 15 million.
I think 11.5 million was spent on the pool in 2013, and then ongoing maintenance and repairs and problems with the pool.
So let me get it here. In 2014, 15 million was spent on that swimming pool. 15 million. In 2014.
Okay, Mr. Peters, I can get you the exact numbers if you would like. I can take your question on notice and we can get you the exact numbers. There's no secret behind anything that we spent on the pool.
Yeah, because
Would you like the exact numbers?
Yeah, because I read here with concern that considering the pool is 50 years plus old, if we spend that sort of money on an aging facility,
yes,
at the end of the day, we have still got an old facility.
Absolutely.
But facility, you're only spending $17 million.
Yes.
So
Mr. Peters, I'll take that question on notice. Mr. Peters.
Let me I'm here to question you.
Mr. Peters.
I want a justification how you're spending this money.
Mr. Peters.
This is public money, this is ratepayers' money.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
I'm going to take that question on notice.
Okay, good.
I'm going to give you all of the information you require. Yep. Is that okay?
All right, then. My last question is...
CEO, could you...
So the proposal is, in terms of, it's not whether we're going to close the pools, we're going to repair, and depending how long that lasts, whether it's 5 or 10 years, then council can make a decision. But what is proposed is to do a master plan for the South Hedland Sports Precinct, which looks at all other requirements in terms of sports field facilities, basketball courts, and everything else which is under pressure. In that master planning process, which will be consulted on extensively, there will be a site identified for a possible future pool.
So I was here at the last meeting and you said that you are spending $400,000 on feasibility study for the master plan. Is it correct?
That's correct.
So where do you get the $400,000? If I'm here...
Mr. Peters, let's answer the question.
The association information is that this 15 million crore, nobody... They have just given up, and out-of-court settlement was done, and 400,000 was received by the council, and that's the money which is going there. I want
Mr. Peters. Mr. Peters, you've had your 3 questions.
All right.
If you would like to submit the rest of them, we will answer them.
No worries.
Okay. Do I have any other public questions? I'll close public question time at 5:46, 5:47. And open public statement time at 5:47. Do I have any public statements? Yes.
David Gowan, 11 Sullivan Street, Port Ellen. The community of Port Ellen has been talking about and making moves for a better boating facility on the coast for over 35 years. The town boat ramp was built some 15 years ago, has outlived its usefulness with the increasing capacity and traffic in the harbour. We all acknowledge that. Over the past 12 years or so, the Shire and the town have had various plans and proposals to have a marina or boating facility at the Small Bank. This is demonstrated by drawings from as long ago as the Port Ellen Enhancement Scheme from October 2006, which was 11 years ago. The drawings are very similar to what we've had in the last year or so. Nothing has changed in the needs, except we now have a funding proposal in our grasp that provides for the funding of this facility. Presently, over $2.4 million has been spent on all the studies, including geotech, marine, silting, wave and current flows for this project. This is from council funds. We are now being presented with a proposal that allocates $3 million to redesign and go over much of the previous work and further dwindle the cash. Are we going to get to a stage where we have wasted $6 million and have nothing for it? The only reason that this project has been stopped by the new minister is because the business plan does not stack up and funding for maintenance will be withdrawn after 3 years. The minister has cracked the door open to suggest that the funds could be used for other facilities in the town. This is not what the council has spent $2.4 million plus on, just wander it and throw the baby out with the water, so that some other projects can get a Guernsey in South Edmund. The council needs to seriously look at themselves and take the lead of the minister and get the business case to stack up. Look around you. There are many avenues to get this facility even better than initially proposed. Involve business, big and small, and a community that have already said almost unanimously that they want it. I urge the councillors to not let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to slip from their fingers. It won't happen again. Modify the proposed officer recommendation tonight to remove item 6 to allow the council to consider spending these funds on other unknown projects that are not part of any voting facilities.
Mr. McGowan, the $3 million is to go to detailed design. The other money that was spent was plans and, like you said, studies and everything that we had to do to get it to the stage where we can go to detailed design.
Yep.
So currently, the $3 million is for the marina proposal to get it to detailed design, to get it to a build or shovel in the ground.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Well, that's not what you just said.
I I didn't say I didn't understand it.
So, in your Facebook page of 13th May 2017, Mr. Mayor, you criticised the ratepayers association regarding rate rise, and now you are agreeing with the ratepayers association statement that rates can be completely frozen and many other things, which is very good for moving forward for the town. Now you agree that you are wrong in making such a statement in social media against the ratepayers association. It will be kind of you to if you alter that statement and that you totally agree with our with ratepayers association vision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. Do I have any other public statements? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My statement is in regard to the Paul Bank Arena.
I know.
I wish to ask the Council to amend the letter of Paul Pedlin's office's recommendations with respect to the Paul Bank and delete part number 6 of plan number 6 to develop options for expending the balance of the state government's $112 million funding the marina or other priorities, community priorities. The Minister Alana McTiernan in the letter of the 3rd of July states that the government is committed to matching the funding pledged by the for this project by the previous government. Please do not let these allocated funds to go and fall into other community priorities when we have been allocated them purely for the Spore Bank Marina. So that's my statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do I have any other? Yes, thank you.
Hello, my name is John Gagan, and I thank you for this opportunity to present this statement and a proposal to Council. I lived in Port Hedland for 34 years, and my wife and I decided not to retire in Port Hedland, so we bought a caravan and toured around Australia. I now return as a visitor who still has plenty of iron ore dust and Findan running through my veins. While we were travelling, we visited many local and historical museums and displays, which I've attached on my statement as Appendix A. This made me reflect over all the amazing things that Port Hedland and the Pilbara had to offer. After writing these down, I produced a YouTube video called The Pilbara Pioneers, which is my dream for the Pilbara. If you've not seen it, I invite you to open YouTube and type in Pilbara Pioneers to watch the 15-minute video as it explains in greater detail what I hope to achieve, and I offer this to the County Council as a proposal to consider for the 125th anniversary of Port Hedland in 2021. So what is it? In a nutshell, the Pilbara Pioneers is a heritage museum to showcase all the Pilbara has to offer, and to be located in Port Hedland. Currently, Port Hedland has several places and displays scattered around the town, for example, the visitor centre, which is not very well located, being in Wedge Street, as the furthest point off the highway, and has very poor parking, especially for caravans and motorhomes. The Don Rhodes Museum is always looking sad and neglected, and is not very inviting. Dalgetty House is easily driven past and missed, as is the art gallery in the street next door, unless you drive around the corner to go there. None of these would attract a visitor to come into town just to see them. I believe there is even a proposal for a new cultural centre to be built in town, which would be another separate operation added to the above. All these standalone entities have their own individual staff and running costs, which separately must be very expensive in the long run. I propose the Pilbara Pioneers to be a one-stop shop for Port Hedland, which encompasses all the above in one site under one management, each assisting each other as it would consolidate costs and staff. Currently, the old hospital site's being cleared for redevelopment, and if this could be earmarked for recreational use, it could be the perfect site for the Pilbara Pioneers. So what's happening in Australia today? Many of our jobs are going overseas. Our minerals go overseas for processing as we don't have any secondary industry anymore. We have an ageing population who want to travel. Problems throughout the world make Australia a safer option for the baby boomers to travel around and see our own country. Many areas in Australia have been revived because of tourism, because tourism is the growth industry in Australia. The suggestion to establish the Pilbara Pioneers in Port Hedland would make Port Hedland a destination of choice where tourists would plan to come to and to stay, rather than be a place that they pass through to go somewhere else, which is currently the current situation. So why would Port Hedland want to bother with tourism? People seem to have a short-term view and a lack of long-term vision for Port Hedland. Mining is the major part of our current existence. Construction will continue to come and go. Should we focus on FIFO, contractors and construction? Should tourism play a part in our future? And if so, what and how can it be accommodated? What do we have and what do we do to encourage tourism now? How do we merge both work and play areas into future development? I believe the Pilbara Pioneers would create an alternative for the town to offer a destination for tourists to come and to stay rather than pass through. It would offer the town something special that everyone in town can get involved with. It would create employment that is not relying on the mining industry, even though it's based on it. It would develop a showpiece for the state of West Australia, the Pilbara, and especially Port Hedland. And it would capture all the history, the artefacts and stories before they're all lost. And the loss of John Van Newden just recently is typical of the type of things that I'm fearful of here. So does Port Hedland have enough history to develop a special centre? When you look at the different areas that I've selected as the past, the present and the people, there is an amazing collection and a diverse range of history which I've attached as Appendix D, because there's just too much to actually go through and bring up at the moment. It would need an identity, and I believe we already have that down at the visitor centre. The man with the wheelbarrow out the front. We can tie the past, the present and the people together with that one statue. The past is typical of the type of statue and the man we see there. The present, when you consider the entry statement into Wedgefield being the big wheelbarrow. And when you look at the people, the Black Rock Stakes is another way that the wheelbarrow actually brings it all together. Maybe a large reproduction of the visitor centre statue could be the entry image into the centre. Now, if it was possible to build on the old hospital site and have a 10 metres large man wheelbarrow overlooking the Yacht Club, wouldn't that make an amazing and an interesting entry into Port Hedland for all the cruise ships that are starting to come here? Thank you for allowing me to make this presentation to Council. Because there was no support for the Pilbara Pioneers 10 years ago when I first approached people in 2007, I let it lapse. Now, if you as a council are prepared to support this idea and make it worthwhile, we can look at going to the next step of a business plan to see whether it might be feasible to continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gagan. People, can I just mention that Mr. Gagan is actually the one who designed our flag, the Town of Port Hedland flag. So, thank you, Mr. Gagan. Do I have any other public statements?
Roger Higgins, there's the post office box 189. I wasn't intending to speak, but after what we've just heard, I'd like to follow up on and just develop this a bit more. 3 months ago, I came and stood before you and asked some questions and then made a statement about creating down on the Swirl Bank a place for caravans. At that time, we were planning to use the overflow caravan park only when you got the 75% occupancy of the other caravan parks. course, that has been subsequently changed on the 1st of July. I have to hand, and I've already discussed this with the Mayor, a proposal to create an area which would be suitable for vans on the adjacent area to the spoil bank, where the, as you drive in, an area of about 8,000 square metres. I have the scope of works, I have the map, and I have a costing. And that's been prepared by somebody who's in business here. The costing for that was $14,500. Now, I asked at that time, back in August, would Council be prepared in conjunction with private enterprise here to consider substituting for the overflow park down here by the race course, one down on the spoil bank, if the work could be done. Now, clearly, the opportunity is gone. I'd like to point out to Council and councillors that I've had some people who've come to me in my practice who are just passing through, and have willingly said, without anything from me, yes, if we had to pay $10 or $12 a night, we'd be quite happy to be paying that money down here. Now, if you look at the rate of use down here at the moment, if you look at that at the moment, there's probably anywhere between 60 to 100 vans there right now. I don't know the exact figure. In the months May, July, August, 31 day months, plus June 30, there's 121 days there. If you were charging people $10 a night, just do the sums, you'd only need to average an occupancy of 12 per night for each one of those to pay for the quote that I've got. So what I'd like to suggest to councillors is that we revisit this for next year. It is too late for this year. The proposal we've just heard about Wilbur Pioneers, this all fits in with what I've been consistently saying, both privately to people and in what I've set up before the microphone here. So I'd like to suggest that we have a serious look at this, because the point about getting the caravans from there down onto the spoil bank is that these people, who are our biggest advertisers, are going to tell more and more and more. As we heard this morning from Melissa Price, when she was talking about potential for tourism here, I think she was focusing on the wrong market. She talked about Korea and China. Our biggest market is here, the grey nomads that are travelling from predominantly New South Wales and Queensland, and to a lesser degree, Victoria and South Australia. And as I've said before, and the people are aware, there's a road that I've proposed, which becomes more viable if we've got more people using it. So can I respectfully suggest that we revisit this issue? Now, I'm quite happy to table the information that I've received as far as the scope of works, the area and the plan, and also that costing. What I would like to suggest is the council shows a little bit more resolve in looking at this seriously and making a decision so we can implement it and get it going for next year. Thank you.
Thank you. I did see another hand up there, yes.
Today for the wonderful Connected Community presentation at the Chamber of Commerce breakfast and the amazing applause, and it's not often that we get applause like that, so thank you. Obviously got something right, talking about the support for Lumsden Point, for Dari and the Spoil Bank Marina and tourism in town. So that was a great presentation. If any of your councillors didn't see it, you would be very proud of what was presented. The second point is I want to congratulate and thank Mr. John Gagan. He sent me an email back on the 28th of April when we were doing our Port of Futures Port Hedland presentation, and we all watched the Pilbara Pioneers, and I know Phil Fusco was incredibly impressed, so thank you, John, for coming along and talking to the council tonight. I think tourism is probably most popular at the moment, as we see with all those vans around. And I support Roger's comments, Roger Higgins, to start developing more short-term stay caravan parks. And with that part for tonight, I'd like to once again thank all of our councillors who have been incredibly dedicated to work and argue and debate for the marina concept down at the Spoil Bank. Some of the councillors disappeared 30 years ago, 20 years ago and 10 years ago. But that plan has continued through all councils since my beginning of time associated with Port Hedland and that spoil bank. And that's a long time. To Tonight I ask that the council please support the officer's recommendation, which is to go ahead with that Spoil Bank Marina project. And I also draw attention to paragraph 2 of the minister's letter, which is attached to the item, which says that our government, which is our current Labor government, the Milana McKiernan, is committed to matching the funding pledged for the project by the previous government. Now, I think it's most important that we remember the long-term dream that we've held, the commitment, the most robust debates that we've had on the civic gardens, on the Spoil Bank, at the Yacht Club, that have been going back for quite a few decades. I request tonight that Council once again support the officer's recommendation from point 1 to point 5. Please consider seriously deleting point 6 because it's not consistent with all that campaigning, lobbying, debates, protests, petitions, community consultations, surveys, conversations, newspaper articles, television programs, YouTube and Facebook, and all media consultations. So please, councillors, tonight I ask you to remember all your former councillors who represented this community, the community that has been incredibly active and vocal in making it very clear to the governments past and present what was needed and what was required to be able to seek that funding for what was dredge spoil 50 years ago and was going to be a water playground for the people of Port Hedland. We're one of the biggest bulk haulage ports in the world, $34 billion going through that channel we heard this morning, thank you, Mayor Marlow. Surely, $112 million, 72 out of $6 billion of royalties for regions over 8 years is well spent on that Spoil Bank that this community, the community over the last 20 and 30 years, has made very clear they believe is important. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other public statements? Closed public statement time at 6:06. Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. I have a plaque that's been presented by the Department of Immigration and Border Protection to the town of Port Hedland that acknowledges the town's support in the Australian citizenship process that we do quite often, actually. I didn't think, when I first started as mayor, I didn't think we did them that many times, but I think I've done 5 or 6 currently, so, which is hundreds of new citizens that we put through. So there you go, CEO, can you put that on our plush board?
Do that.
Thank you. Okay, item 8, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Surprisingly, nothing tonight, okay. Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, thank you. I read in the local newspaper about Karratha, Kalgoorlie, I believe, having a survey to do with airfares, I believe. Airfares, if that's actually going to be in the eastern part of our Goldfields area, what will happen about with the cost of airfares to places like Kalgoorlie, other places, compared to places like Port Hedland? I just find it quite strange that we're not going to have a survey. Is there any way that we can also have a survey on our airfares here?
I'm sure we can have a survey, but airfares, or when we're talking about Qantas or Virgin or whoever is running flights, you know, they're private companies, and to lower the cost of airfares then would have to secure government subsidies. So it would be a state government or federal government initiative. CEO, would you like to?
The Productivity Commission is having a meeting in Caroth in August, and we will be presenting at that on this, okay. on this matter.
So we're able to have a say then? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, thank you. That's all, thank you.
Councillor Hooper?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Councillor Arick?
Nothing for me.
Councillor Newbury?
Yes, I've got a motion on notice to submit, thank you, Mayor. Attention to the CEO. I wish to submit the following motion for discussion and adoption on the August OCM, which is relevant to the recent motion adopted by the Perth City Council to their policy of media releases by the council members on the 4th of July. I herewith submit the following resolution amendment to our policy 1-025 media and communications policy. 2-1, the mayor or in his or her absence, the deputy mayor or chief executive officer are the only persons authorised to provide comment to members of the media on behalf of council in the Shire of Port Hedland. 2, elected members may make their own personal opinion known about any matter which is pertinent to the business of the Shire, including council decisions, provided that it cannot be construed to be a statement on behalf of the council. 3, elected members will refrain from making personal statements to the media without clearly prefacing such remarks that they are personal views and not those of council. 4, there shall not be any adverse reflection on elected members, external members, employees or council committee decisions. 5, all elected members on the council shall be able to inspect and or obtain a copy of the press release so filed at any time. 6, media statements and press releases must not include information on electioneering or personal promotional purposes. 7, press releases will be made available to elected members and the general public by publishing on the Shire's website on the day of release. Thank you, Mayor. Pass that over.
Thank you, Councillor Newbury. My understanding of all of this is, yes, correct. It follows the Local Government Act. I think we're complying with all of this currently.
We're not. The second one, we're not.
Can we just submit that for our next meeting, CEO?
We'll bring back our current policy for review.
Yeah, which does state number 2 is not currently under our policy. Thank you.
Anything further, Councillor Newbury?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Whitwell?
No, nothing.
Councillor Tarver?
Nothing for me.
Thank you, councillors. Item 9, declaration of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, councillor? Thank you. 8-0. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 28th of June, 2017. With the officer recommendation there, do I have a mover in the officer recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
Move, Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Deputy Mayor. Do I have any against? Thank you. Motion's passed 8-0. 10.2, confirmation of minutes of special council meeting held on Monday, the 10th of July, 2017. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
No.
Move, Councillor Arif. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. 11, announcements by presiding member without discussion, and there I have quite a list of meetings I've had. We went to Canberra and had some constructive discussions with the ministers over there, and we've also been speaking with the state government as well, Alana Martina's office, regional development. Whole array of meetings, very interesting. Okay, item 12, reports from officers. 12.1.1, Spoil Bank Marina Future Direction. The officer's recommendation, the alternate. We have a an amended recommendation. Has everyone got the amended version? No, that's not it. Amended blue, amended version. There's an addition to the item that was suggested by Councillor Whitwell.
Yes, I do.
Yes, everyone got it?
No, not yet.
Sorry. All right. Okay, we'll wait. Can I get a copy? So it's just the addition of number 5.
I'd like to make an amendment as well, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Arif.
I'd like point 6 to be deleted from the amendment.
Councillor, would you like to move that? Yes.
Move
do I have
that
a seconder for that proposal? Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Speakers for Councillor Urris, speakers for Councillor Whitwell, speakers against Councillor Tarvo. Councillor Urris.
Thank you very much. $112 million has been given to the Town Court and is allocated for Spoil Bank funds. I believe that we should be using all of this money on the Spoil Bank. We don't get a second chance at doing it. It's proposed that stage one is listed there, and then further stages of the caravan park and things like that later on. But there's no money allocated for stages two and subsequent stages. We don't get a second bite at this. We need to get it right the first time. I believe that the intents and purposes of this money is for the Spoil Bank. It's not for anything else around town. The real purpose for this is for the Spoil Bank. It states in the officers, in the conversation there, that conversation about the balance of the money would be had with the community. The conversation has been had several years ago. It has been worked out that the cost of the Spoil Bank will be $112 million, and that's what we need to be spending on the Spoil Bank to get it right, to get the best possible outcome. You don't get a second chance for this.
Councillor, can I just correct you? The proposal is $152 million.
Well, $152, sorry,
well,
you're right.
It's a little bit different.
Plus the $40.
Okay.
That's right. So you're right. And thank you very much. That's me.
Thank you. Speakers for Councillor Whitwell.
Look, the issue is this, that we're going to spend $3 million in 2017 and 2018. And I think there's general consensus that's the appropriate amount to spend. People talk about getting the shovel ready. I think it needs a little bit more effort than the shovel ready. It's probably actually a proper business case. Because our business case is poor, but far, because they failed to test the relevant to the minister in passing it through into and getting extra money from the minister. So we're really in a critical phase, and we're in a critical phase where we're going to have to spend a bit of time putting it together, finding out whether in fact it's possible. And that's really still there. Because according to the minister, she says it's not possible based on the information she was given, right? But we've got to show that if we want to get that sporting, we've got to be able to get it, a lot of people in this community together, and get them all supporting it, and having a ministry process, right? Now, I would say that it's going to take us at least
a year to be able to work that out. And so I wouldn't like to see anything to do with residual ballots at the moment. I'd like to see the residual, any residual, not put to other purposes until at some stage it may be, but at this stage, not so. That should be contemplated.
Speakers against, Councillor Tarbo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First off, I just want to make clear that I'm in support of the marina. Okay. What I'm not in support of is removing 20-6. That restricts our flexibility, our options in the future, because it says that now we're going to spend all the $112 million that we potentially get from the government on the marina. And the marina is serving a small part of the community. Again, everyone wants the marina if they don't have to pay for it. And one of the things that the state government did say is they were worried about is the funding capability of the marina. Right. So if people are willing to also have a marina and have their rates go up due to ongoing costs and maintaining the marina, happy for them to do that. But they need to make sure that they understand what that is. So I'm for the marina going ahead, getting some development there. I want it to go ahead. I just want the community for us to leave 0.6 in and the community to have that consultation. As we know, demographics change over the years. And what was wanted 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, this year and the next coming years, it may change again. So spending $112 or $140 million on one area in Port Hedland where we're not going to spend $150 million across Port, South, everywhere and service the whole community versus a small portion of it. So happy for the marina to go ahead. I just think we leave 0.6 in to have that consultation, because we know it's changed over the years and it's a lot of money to spend in one area to service a small part of the community, because not everyone has boats, not everyone will go to the marina. So, thank you.
Speakers for? Speakers against?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Mayor. With our letter from Alana saying we're the match funding, it's very promising that means our marina has got the chance to go ahead. Look, I think that we need to have transparencies, though, to consult with the community. The community are always telling us, why aren't we having public consultations? They need to be able to be part of this process. And if it means that we can sit down and talk with them, because only a few members of the community have come out tonight and spoken about 0.6. Now, if we can all discuss 0.6, surely we can move forward after that if there's going to be a problem. We've got this $152 million, or approximately, where we can now move forward. But I feel as if the time is right now, the town is moving ahead. We need to sort of be transparent, consult with the community. Let's get this strategic community plan in place. Some of the community members tonight have spoken up and said, we have waited 30 years, I've been here 32 years, and it's been a big baby for all of us to try and carry all this time, and councillors have come and gone. But we have to be transparent, and to take 0.6 at this point in time may not be a good decision from council. I ask all councillors to think of this, because I think we really need to ask the community to be part of this process, because in the past sometimes they've been left out. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Speakers for?
Yes, thank you.
Councillor Hooper.
Thank you. A few years ago we went down to Henderson and looked through the dock facilities there as an inspiration towards planning for our marina here, and while it is understood that many of those facilities and the capabilities of Henderson will be hopefully replicated in Larsen Point, there are some things that won't be that we could do well to bring into a place such as the marina. When I heard what McTiernan spoke that night, I believed that what she was saying was that we needed to formulate a business plan that makes business sense. I believe that we will be able to do that with consultations. There are many ideas floating around, dry dock facilities, boating facilities, But it's not just about boats. A marina and a development of this sort is also about recreation. It could be about aquatic swimming, shopping, eating, and also residential, which of course was early on knocked on the head. But if we can bring all these ideas back to the table, I'm sure that we can together come up with a business plan that makes business sense. Now, what I would like to see is that we do that, and that when we use this money, while I understand that 0.6 was just a reflection of what the minister said, that she was the one who made comment of or other community projects, we're not beholden to that. We can put this money where it's always meant to go, which was a development, marina, boat, ramp, whatever it is, at the spoil bank area. I believe we should use the money in its entirety, and even if we start out with a smaller portion, a smaller project, one that can be built on in the future, that we do that, but we also use the money wisely to future-proof what goes in there. We use it in such a way that it reduces the ongoing costs and the ongoing spend of maintenance, particularly looking at ways of utilising tidal flow to clean out the silt and reduce the need for dredging. Is simply one way of making a decision that makes business sense into the future. Thank you.
Speakers against? I'll speak against. Okay, the officer's recommendation gives us an option to restage the development, well, to develop the marina proposal in stages that we can financially manage. So the minister's letter is quite clear. The operational maintenance will be our responsibility. And we also got to remember that, the suggestion that there was a $2 million a year operational cost to the water side, only the water side. Okay, so while maintenance didn't matter to me previously, because my understanding was it was the Department of Transport that would cover the costs. So yes, I was happy for the marina to go ahead in all its glory, because we weren't responsible for that operational cost, whether it was $2 million or whether it was $4 million. We're really not going to know until the marina is built. So all of the other marinas in the state are the Department of Transport. It's their responsibility to maintain it, but the state government has been clear it's our responsibility to maintain this marina, which will add millions of dollars to the operational a budget of our town. And 0.6 is consulting the community. Okay, so if we're going to add millions of dollars to our operational costs, and while I've been sitting in this chair, everything is about operational costs, everything is about reducing costs to the community, to the ratepayers, and we've had decisions come up here, insignificant decisions coming to council, and councillors are screaming about public consultation, that's what we need, we've got to take it back to the public. But it didn't cost the public millions of dollars, okay? So currently, we've got a situation where the state government has said, okay, you can have your marina, but it's going to cost you millions of dollars to fix just waterside. So we do landside, we've got millions of dollars involved in landside as well. So when you put, two and two together, you get four, all right? $4 million adds up to 20, 25% of our rate base. So you're looking at a 25 to 30% rise in rates. If it's across the whole town, it's easy mathematics. The people were complaining bitterly about 1.5% rise in the rates this year. And now we're not going to go back to public consultation, yet we're suggesting that we should be adding 20 to 30 to 35% on our rates. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So point six needs to stay in. Public consultation, let the public decide whether the rates are going to go up that amount. Okay, councillors, I really think it's a no-brainer. Point six stays in. Speakers for. Speakers against?
Yeah, I'll speak against, Mr. Mayor. I was listening to everyone's arguments and some people touched on some good points, especially from the public, but I think most of it sort of really missed the point. Just as it's consultation, that $112 million we won't get for 2 or 3 years in the forward estimates anyway. It leaves it nice and open so we can have the consultation, we can have a look at the business plan, and if the business plan stacks up, we can make the adjustments and see it through to the end. And if it doesn't, we can adjust and look at other priorities. That's the way I'll look at it. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy. Speakers for? Speakers against? Write a report. She's spoken. Councillor Newby, you haven't spoken? No. Okay, that's fine. Against? For or against?
For.
Okay, councillor.
I think I had mentioned this earlier on consultations when we were speaking. At this point in time, I feel that point six should come off until we do the community consultation. And actually, while doing that community consultation, I think the community may start to see the stages of finance in which the maintenance is going to cost. But at this point in time, and as I always said, I did not want the money spent anywhere else but the marina. It was one for the Spoil Bank Marina. It should stay on the Spoil Bank Marina. And I believe I asked that question a couple of weeks ago, that if we spent $50, $60 million in the first stage, could we put the rest of the money aside for following stages in the future? So for this reason, I would like point six taken away at this point in time till we get to that point of those discussions later on. Thank you.
Right of reply.
Thank you very much. It's been right around the table, everyone's had a chance to say something. But, I believe that the title of Spoil Bank Marina is probably a misnomer. It's all about waterfront development. And with the title of waterfront development, that gives us then more flexibility and options to put in more recreational things for our community. It was stated that just a small part of the community would be using the marina. Yes, the boating community is a smaller part of the community, but if you title it as the waterfront development, then the size of the community starts to grow. Then you're starting to get into families, then you're starting to get into the young people that might want to go and have a drink down at sunset or shopping or more and more things like that. So the size of your community is starting to grow when you change the title to waterfront development. As I said in my opening statement, that there's only going to be one stage unless Councillor Newbury's option is put ahead, where anything that is not spent initially is set aside for stage two. Now, if it was to be reallocated, anything that wasn't spent on the Spoil Bank to other facilities elsewhere, yes, there's an operational cost that goes with those two, a long term. Doesn't matter what you build, there's always an operational cost. Goes with everything. So that operation cost then gets factored back into the rates again. Doesn't matter whether it's a marina, a swimming pool, anything. There's always an operational cost that flows back to the ratepayers. So with that, councillors, I urge you to vote with this one, the way it is now, without number six in it, because this is the best thing to do. This is what the money was allocated to our town for. Thank you.
Put it for to a vote. Those in favour of the removal of number six, can I show the hands, please? And those against? As the vote is tied, I'll cast my casting vote. And is it this right? Yes. So that is lost on the casting vote of the mayor. So we move back to the original motion, the original officer's recommendation. Do we?
Yep.
Yes.
So moved.
Moved Councillor Hooper. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Hooper. Speakers for, Councillor Tarvo. Speakers against, Councillor Urich.
Thank you. I believe we need to move forward on this. Even with point six in there, there's no compulsion with for councillors to spend the money on other projects, and we can certainly look at using all this money where it should be used.
Councillor Tarvo.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Agree. Item 6 will just keeps the options open for us in the future. Move forward.
Speakers against, Councillor.
Thank you very much. The argument was all put previously. It's obviously just the reverse now, so everything's been said. I'm just not happy with it being taken away or possibly used away from us. Thank you.
Speakers for, speakers against, a right of reply.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I put it to a vote? Are those in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you. And those against? Thank you. The vote is passed 7-1. Councillor Arif, would you like your reason noted in the minutes?
Not really.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So, councillors, can I ask for a mover to adjourn the ordinary council meeting so we can go into the special council meeting that's supposed to have started at that was supposed to start at 6:30 to currently. Okay, so if we adjourn the meeting, I need to state a time when we're going to re-adjourn the ordinary council meeting. So can I have some sort of indication from council on the budget, whether you think it's going to be half an hour or it's going to be longer? Do I have any suggestions? No? Okay.
Oh, you ordered it.
That's right, yes. Because we do have public question time and statement time within the special council meeting as well. So I'll say 3/4 of an hour. Okay, so could I have a mover to adjourn the ordinary council meeting? Move Councillor Tarvo, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any do before we vote? No, or it's okay. Well, 3/4 of an hour.
Yeah, just say the time,
okay.
So that would be
so nice. Do I have any against adjourning the ordinary council meeting? Thank you. It's the vote is passed 8-0. And we'll reconvene at 7:25, is that right? Yep.